Okay, this is the third in my series, Shorties, Everything in 5 minutes, under 5 minutes. And I'm calling this the Second Amendment, a quick and dirty primer. So, frankly, I'm tired of hearing all this talk coming from politicians, conservatives, that the Democrats are trying to take away our Second Amendment rights. I'm not sure how many times this is going to need to be said, but the Second Amendment doesn't establish any rights. The Second Amendment draws attention to the God-given natural right to keep and bear arms and then warns the government not to infringe on such rights. So, that being established, the government's been infringing upon the right to keep and bear arms for years. Normally, the American people go along erroneously hoping that the government won't get too carried away, but we see where that's gotten us. Unfortunately, those in government ignore the constitutional warnings and pass legislation all the time that doesn't meet constitutional muster. For instance, in New Jersey, it is illegal to own quite a long list of firearms for different reasons, some of it having to do with accessories. For instance, a AR-15 semi-automatic cannot have an adjustable shoulder stock, cannot have a flash suppressor or a bayonet clip. Not sure why that makes it more dangerous, but that's the deal. You can't have an ammo magazine that holds over 10 rounds. And it is literally impossible, unless you are retired or acting law enforcement, to get a permit to carry. Is that infringement? Yep, you bet it is. But we've sheepishly gone along. We figure, hey, it's not really mean-spiritedness on their part that's doing it. Huh? Is it stupidity? Well, look, Governor Murphy told us that the Bill of Rights was above his pay grade, even though it was in the first sentence of the oath he swore when he became governor. Okay, so here's the deal. When you have an amendment, the 18th Amendment gave us prohibition. And it didn't work out, right? So they had to pass another amendment. That's the only way to get rid of an amendment. And you're not supposed to ignore it like we do today. But they didn't. They went the right route and passed the 21st Amendment, which we repealed prohibition. So while the Second Amendment mandating the government not to infringe is all but ignored and rolled over by one piece of unconstitutional legislation or executive order after another, could it get worse? Could the Second Amendment be repealed? You bet it can. Then what? Well, essentially, the mandate upon government not to infringe disappears, and the government just goes wild now, continues to infringe, but on steroids. So, if that occurs, do we lose our Second Amendment rights, as we're being told constantly? No, because the Second Amendment doesn't grant any rights. The right to keep and bear arms is God-given, not given by the government. So, what happens then? Well, let's do a little quick history. The Philistines and the Israelites were constantly going at it, and finally, under King Saul and his son Jonathan, they were going to take action. But there was a problem. Other than Saul and Jonathan, nobody had any weapons because the Philistines, in their efforts to keep the Israelites down, had basically confiscated all their weapons. Not only that, they confiscated the tools needed to sharpen their farming implements. So, whenever an Israelite needed his plow sharpened or his hoe or whatever, he had to go over to the Philistines to get it done. So, what happened? Well, the Israelites eventually found a workaround and they started sharpening their own farming implements. And then one day, after everybody had their farming implements, really nice and sharp, they joined Saul and Jonathan and went off to fight the Philistines and finally threw off the yoke. So they had to fight for their rights. The point, your right to keep and bear arms is not contingent on the Second Amendment. When the mandate to infringe, not to infringe, is ignored by the government, or such language is removed, say the Second Amendment, that puts reins on government, you'll have to fight for your rights. Just like the Israelites did, and just like the American colonists did in 1776. That's the bottom line. So, if any of this makes sense to you, I encourage you to look at my other presentations that are longer and on my YouTube channel here. And I'm going to be putting out an enlargement of this issue on the Bill of Rights soon. Thanks.